Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor, for getting the memo, Johnny. Glory to God. I'm just waiting until they're done. Wouldn't want to be a rude interrupter. But anyway, it's good to see everybody this morning. God is good, amen. All the time, and He is even better than that. I believe the Lord wants us to play a song this morning. But as we play this, if you got cell phones this morning, please turn them on silent. If you can't, please just turn it off. Not because the Holy Ghost is that touchy, but people are. People are can be very distractible very easily. And how many knows the devil's a master at it? At distraction. And in here in God's house, we don't want to be distracted from anything He wants to do or say or anything else. Because I don't know about y'all, but there is a lot of people, and mine still at times, I need help. And He is the helper. Nobody can help like Him. But as we play this song this morning, I would just ask everybody to just close your eyes and set your heart and your mind on the Lord. You may not know the words to the song, and that's fine. You don't have to. But I want you to minister to the Lord out of your heart this morning, because how many knows we've honored Him. We've did the best we know how to honor Him. And He says if we will honor Him, He will honor us. And we're going to release our faith in His Word this morning, in His promise of what He says. And how many knows there's no greater way He can honor us than with Himself? Yeah. Than He just show up and fellowship with us. Amen? Yeah. So Beth, go ahead and play the song. Glory to God.
You give light, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Thank you. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken.
Your
All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
Some of y'all might be thinking that was Sunday school, yeah. You know, God's not into religious tradition. The Bible says religious traditions of man makes the word of God of no effect. Oh, but when he comes, there's nothing to no one like him. Amen. Called God's house, he should be here, shouldn't he?
Right.
And the thing about it is, and when we're born again and we come here, he comes.
Yeah.
But he manifests to the degree that we desire him, amen, and that we will honor him, that we want him. And I don't know about, well, I do, I was going to say I don't know about y'all, but I do. Y'all been here long enough, we've been together long enough that I know we want him. Ooh, I feel better. Even though I didn't feel bad when I got here, I feel better though. I guess maybe it'd help if I got the microphone for those listening by way of Facebook, wouldn't it? They're kind of like looking at me like Milli Vanilli, I guess. Woo, glory to God. Oh, Lord, you're so good. Well, I guess I titled this morning, The Truth. But what I really want to say is we've been lied to. What do I mean by that? By the devil? Some well-known unbelieving preachers? Even myself sometimes, sad to say. How many knows, because you can be a man of power for the hour, a woman full of faith and the Holy Ghost, and the next day you're like empty, full of unbelief. Doubt, fear. Oh, sister, don't say that. Well, I'm just telling you. It happened even to the disciples, didn't it? If you got your Bible this morning, which I'll just read this from the screen. Beth, would you put up Habakkuk 2:14, please? This is going to be in the Amplified Version. I'll just read it from up here. This has already started. But it's nothing like what it's going to be. Y'all remember the bones over in Ezekiel? They're coming together. Can you hear the rattle? He says, but the time is coming, and it now is,
when the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. He says, as the waters cover the sea. One drop at a time. Reckon how many drops that is to get the ocean full. But it's the knowledge of the glory. Glory is not just God's majesty, God's splendor, even though it is. But it's also God's power, God's authority, God's dominion. And there's no one that has it greater than Him. And the knowledge of it is coming that He's given it to us. That same power, it's not a different power. That same authority, it's not a different authority, but we've been lied to. But how many knows that we shall know the truth, and the truth what? Makes us free. Glory to God. So if you got your Bible, let's look at Luke chapter 9. I had no idea when Scotty, we don't discuss what each one of us is going to minister, whether it's a Wednesday or a Sunday or whatever. Get my glasses on here. And I was already on this. God was already speaking to me about this. And then I got here Wednesday night, and He started talking about this. And I'm like, you've been in there in my notebook. Yeah. God's all up in my notebook, all up in His notebook. Because He's the one that give it. Now, let's look here. Now, these people have been handpicked by Jesus. Y'all remember the story, right? He prayed all night, didn't He? And then He went out and He picked 12 disciples, right? So how many thinks He picked the right ones? I believe He did. So here, we're going to start in verse 1 in the King James. It says here, talking about Jesus, then He called His 12 disciples. The word disciples, when you look it up, it means follower, pupil, or student. He says, and gave them power and authority. Not just power, but power and authority. It's kind of like this. There can be, say, at the bottom of a steep hill, a red light, and you've got a police officer standing down there. Now, they have on a badge in the uniform which represents their authority. Y'all get that? Their authority doesn't come from them. Their authority comes from, if you want to go all the way to the top, from the government, and then down and down and down to our Bluntsville police officers down here, right? Well, they stand out there with a uniform and the badge on, and that tells them who you are and what authority by their telling you to stop in. But how many knows an outlaw, a criminal, they don't always just stop because they see the badge and the uniform. Y'all quiet. How many knows the devil is an outlaw? He tries to usurp authority any place that he doesn't have it. And if you will let him buy with something, he will do it. So he says here, I gave you authority. I have, when you got born again, I put my badge and my uniform on you. He said, but the devil sometimes don't stop with that, so I gave you my power. So how many knows it's going to help if he's about 6'4" or 6'5"? Brick house like a football player. 295 to 310 pounds. Now he not only has authority, but he's got the power to sling you around if he wants to. Right? That's what God said He gave to the disciples. Or Jesus. Jesus is the one that said it. So He says here, I gave them power and authority over what? Over all devils. Now this would be a better translation of this would be demons. Because there's only one devil. So it can't be devils. So it means one devil and all his cohorts, which are demons, right? So He gave them all power and authority over all devils, the devil and all the demons. And what? To cure diseases. Let me just say this. All sickness and disease is of the devil. I know we say right, I know we say yeah and shake our heads. No! If that's the case, if you really believe that, then don't tell me what comes with old age. Woo! Come on now. Well, I just can't see like I used to. I guess it's just old age. Lying devil! I find where Moses, as old as he was, the Bible says his eye was not dim, don't it? I find Joshua and Caleb, 80 years old, doing what? Taking a nap because we're so tired because we got so old. Can you see the lies of the devil? Now, we're talking truth, right? Truth's going to make us free if we'll receive it. Can you hear and see the lies of the devil? Well, this just comes with old age. No, it don't. The Bible says my inward man is renewed day by day. And how many knows according to Isaiah 40:31? I shall mount up with wings as eagles. I shall run and not be weary. I shall walk and not faint. He says even the young men will faint and be weary, right? But he says those that wait upon the Lord, he says they'll renew their strength. So don't talk to me about all this comes with old age. That's a lying devil. And if you believe it, you'll have it. Because you'll let the devil operate even though you got power and authority over that. Ooh, we're too quiet. Too quiet. But I've come to bust the devil today. He's robbed from us, Sandy, too long. Let's go on reading here. Oh, well, let me just finish that, what I was saying. All sickness and disease is of the devil. You'll hear even preachers say, well, God put this on you to teach you something. Lie! Where did he get it? What day in creation, when you go back to Genesis, what day did God create sickness, disease, poverty, and lack? Tell me. If he didn't create it, it didn't come from him. Sickness and disease steals, kills, and destroys. Cancer will ravish your body. It will steal your finances. So tell me, how is that good and it comes from God? We believe this stuff too long. The Bible says the teacher is the Holy Ghost, don't it? Then sickness and disease is not of God because God didn't create it. Jesus himself, he was teaching his disciples. They said, teach us how to pray, right? In Matthew 6, he told them, pray this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And he says, thy will be done on earth, right here, right, as it is in heaven. Now, God rules in heaven. Not people, God. Down here we rule, right? He says he's given the earth to the sons of men. We're supposed to take the earth, rule it, use his authority, power, dominion, everything he's given us, and we rule it under his authority. But in heaven, he dominates. He rules everything. He says there the lion lays down with the lamb. There is no sickness and disease in heaven. There is no tears. There is no sorrow. There is no pain. There is no old age. When I get there, Samantha, I'm going to be in the prime of my life. So see how we got to get this. This takes mind renewal. We got to get this stuff out of us. I don't care how old I am. I don't have to be sick. I don't have to be diseased. I don't have to be crippled. If Moses wasn't, Caleb and Joshua wasn't, others wasn't, then I don't have to and you don't have to either, but you will have what you allow. Because the devil is an outlaw and he will put it on you if you will lay down and take it. But you are called to resist the devil, the Bible says. The Bible says, submit, in James, therefore submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. Resist sickness and disease. Resist poverty and lack. And what? Woo! He's going to make like a banana and split. Is that what it says? Don't it say he'll flee? Well, I believe it's in Proverbs. It says the enemy will flee from you seven ways. I mean, he's getting out of Dodge. But do we really believe this? We have to, Sandy, and we're going to in these last days because Jesus said, I did great works. He said, I'm telling you, Sandy, you are going to have the desire of your heart. You're going to lay hands on the sick like you desire, and you're going to see them recover. Because he said, greater things we would do than what he did himself, and we can't do it without believing. But we're going to. because we believe the lies of the devil and people, all we're going to. So therefore, all sickness and diseases of the devil. Now, if you got sickness, and I did not say you because you're yielding to the devil. I didn't say it's because you sinned. Sickness and disease got in here when Adam and Eve sinned. It got brought by the devil. And he will put it on any person that will take it. But if you'll resist it. I had this come up a couple weeks ago. Sandy come in. And now usually I'm like, somebody says they're sick or you cough and I think you might have the Rona or something. I'm like, stay back. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. But I'm backing up. Well, this particular day, but I've been working on getting fear out of my life. Anywhere I find it. Because in these last days, we got to be very courageous. Now, courageous doesn't mean you don't feel fear. Thoughts of fear don't mean it don't come to you. But what that means is you take courage and you go on and you obey God anyway. And that's got to go. You're not yielding to it. But anyway, I don't know, a week or two ago, Sandy come in. She was back there and I heard her tell somebody, I'm trying to stay away from people, you know. And I'm telling you, right in here, the Spirit of God rose up in me and I thought, I got to hug you. I just got to. So anyway, she came up here and sat down and I went up there and I told her, I said, I heard you say that. I said, and I've just got to hug you. And I hugged her and I walked away and I said, thank you, Lord. I'm like John G. Lake. Those of you that maybe haven't heard of John G. Lake, we have some of his books in the library. Well, John G. Lake, he was a servant of the Lord, and he was over in this country, and this disease had come, and it was killing people. Anybody that got it, you died. And there was some kind of foam that would come out of their mouth or whatever, and he told them. And they was examining this stuff under the microscope, you know, and he was helping them bury people, different things like that. And they told him, you know, you got to mask up, and you got to do this. And he told them, no. He said, you take some of that, talking about the foam in their mouth. He said, you put that on me, he said, and it'll die. They didn't want to do it. He convinced them to do it, Johnny. Documented. So they took some of that foam, they put it on his arm, and they looked at it under the microscope, and it's dead. See, how are we going to cleanse the lepers whenever it's like, ooh. You can't. That's fear. You're yielding to the devil and you're not submitting to God. And if you don't submit to God, the devil will not obey you. Oh, that hit a nerve. I didn't write it. He did. But see, when we put ourselves under God, submission unto Him, what He said, then how many knows the devil must come under us? He has to. But if we don't put ourselves under God, we're going to yield to... How many knows, any place, any time I yield to fear, I am yielding to the devil, and I can tell him to go all I want to, and he don't have to, because I'm yielding to him. But when I'm submitting to God, and I resist him, he's got to go. And he knows it, and he does. So all sicknesses and diseases of the devil. I don't care how old, I don't care if you're 120 years old. Whenever you get ready to leave here, when you have run your race, the Apostle Paul said, and I have finished my course, I have run my race, and I have kept the faith. And it's time now for me to depart. So if you're 120 years old, how many knows you don't have to leave here with sickness and disease and crippled up and arthritis and all this other crap that the world and unbelieving Christians and the devil tries to put on you. You can just go. I heard somebody one time, they said, well, if I keep getting healed, how am I going to die? Just leave. Just leave, that's all. When your spirit leaves this body, it dies. And you don't have to be sick or crippled up to leave your body. I don't find where the Apostle Paul was. Now, most of them was martyred. But anyway, all sickness and diseases of the devil. I don't care anywhere you find it, any way that it comes, you resist it. We was out eating yesterday in the natural facts. Y'all have noticed I have to have these glasses on to see or whatever. It's like, for the words or whatever. So I told Scotty, and I've been having this for a little while, and I told Scotty, I said, don't forget my glasses there. I said, because I can't see without them. And nothing happened when I said, don't forget my glasses. But when I said, I can't see without, right here. How many knows the Holy Ghost and my spirit lives right here? Right here, it was like a little ping. I mean, so light, Johnny, I could just blow it off. It's so little. But I try to be sensitive. Why? My spirit knows that's not truth. See, the Bible says over there, what is it? 1st or 2nd Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, where it talks about casting down imaginations and all high things that exalts itself, what? Against the knowledge of God. My spirit knows, my head knows, because I've read it in the Word of God. He has healed me over 2,000 years ago. It is His will, and I'm speaking contrary to that. Come on. So what's that mean? It's fine for me to say, hand me my glass, but I can't say that no more out of my mouth. I can't see without them glasses. That's a lie contrary to the knowledge of the truth of God that I know. So you're going to have to quit going around saying, I can't hear. Because I guarantee you the Holy Ghost has been trying to tell you to stop that. Why? My words have power. See, I can't speak all that contrariness, no matter how little it seems. And my words carry such weight and power. When I say, be healed, it automatically happens. Because, see, it's got to come out of my spirit. And I've been speaking contrary to it. So all sickness and disease is of the devil. All poverty and lack is of the devil. Thank you, Travis. Let me say it again so we can all get in unity. All poverty and lack is of the devil. What day, if you don't believe it, what day of creation did He create poverty and lack? Come on now. We got to stick with the Word, right? The Bible says He sat down because His work is finished. He rested on the Sabbath, right? He created everything He was going to create, right? Okay, what day did He create sickness and disease? What day did He create poverty and lack? Jesus took on Himself just as much for poverty and lack as He did for your healing. What is it? 1 Corinthians chapter 8, I believe it is. It says that He Himself took on Himself poverty. Why? That we might be made rich. And the church has been made by the devil and people to think that is a dirty word. Money is neutral. It's not left, it's right. I mean, not right. It's just neutral. Harry knows, but it's the money in the hands of the person that it becomes whatever that it is. If you're a good person and a generous person, the generous soul will be made fat. You're a giver. You're a blesser. But if you are a tight-wadded, stingy, self-seeking person, you're going to hang on to it. And you're going to start trusting in it. And then you're going to get greedy. Right? So God didn't create poverty and lack. So why do we take it? Oh, we quiet. Why do we take it? Well, it's just my lot in life, you know. I only went to the 5th grade, or I didn't go to school. None of that means nothing when you get in the kingdom of God. It does might be when you're in the world, but how many knows even some of those in the world have overcome the world system by working hard? Oh, that's a dirty word in the church. We just want to believe everything in. Well, I'm sorry, honey, but the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. Don't be expecting us to feed you. Oh, but you're supposed to love people. I do. You got the same opportunity that I got in the kingdom, and it's authorized by faith. Right? Don't He say, I just supply Sandy's need according to all my riches in glory. I'm telling you, Johnny, I can't read the Bible without seeing the word glory. Every single page seems like nearly. And He said that's how He would supply all of our needs. So if you're in the kingdom, guess what you're going to have to do? Learn how to walk and live by faith and believe what He said. When He sent these disciples out right here, you can go back and read it for yourself. He said, don't take no billfold. Don't take no extra clothes. Go stay wherever they're going to let you stay at. Don't leave that house. You stay there. And when they come back, He asked them, did you lack anything? What did I say, Johnny? Nothing. So you're telling me these people are special. God does just special things for these disciples. Even though we're His disciples today, He don't do the same thing. Can you see the lies of the devil? Well, we're not going to believe them anymore. We're going to resist poverty. We're going to resist lack. We're going to take up the serpents anytime we find them, right? We're going to turn those people that are believing lies of darkness to the light, to the truth of the light, right? Everywhere we go. So resist sickness and disease. Resist poverty and lack. It's not of God. He goes on there, he says, well, let me just read it again. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils, which would be better translation of demons, and to cure diseases. Now listen, if some might would say, well, you know, it's the will of God, you know, we need to pray if it be thy will. Is that what he said? He just said, and to cure diseases, didn't he? Well, you know, if they're black, they might need to keep it. Or if they're white, they might need to keep it, you know. Or for some reason, God might be wanting to teach them something. So don't cure the disease on them, you know. You better check with God first, you know, because it might be his will. Then why do we pray, God, if it be your will? Come on now. When did Jesus pray this? God, if it's your will, I'm going to speak to this fever, and it's going to leave. God, if it's your will, I'm going to cure this boy of leprosy. Right? He never prayed that way. He was sent, the Bible says, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. The Bible says over there in the book of Acts, what is it, 10:38? Beth, would you put that up, please? I know you don't have it, but we need to read it. We need to see it. So they know I'm not just saying this. We're going to see what Jesus himself done. And whatever he done, we're supposed to be doing, ain't we? He's the master. He's the teacher, right? We're the disciples. It says how God anointed Jesus. The Bible says he's anointed you. That same Spirit of Christ that anointed him is in you, right? If you've been born again. He says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good and healing every now and then. Those that he checked to make sure it wasn't the will of God that they stayed sick. I looked up that word all, and after an extensive study, you know what I found out? Greek, Hebrew, everything else I could find. All! Everyone! So where in this verse could we possibly sneak in there, if it be thy will? Then we don't ever want to pray that way. He says, in healing all, look at that, oppressed of the devil. Healing and oppressed of the devil. I told you all sickness and disease comes from the devil. It is demonic oppression. He says, for God was with him. God's with us. Didn't he say he's with us, he's for us, he's in us? Then who can prevail against you? Ah, nobody. You've been found out today, devil. Therefore, you've had a bad day. Because we're not going to take it no more. He goes on and he says, and he sent them, talking about the 12, to preach the kingdom of God in what? To heal the sick. He told them, cure diseases. And then he says, and heal the sick. That means if you got a headache, it's got to go. Come on now. You got a sore throat? You got the Rona? It's got a name, don't it? Every name has to bow at the name of Jesus. Every devil, every sickness, every disease. Amen? Come on now. Let y'all's faith rise. Come on. Now let's see here. I want to go over to, gosh, I ain't got like 5-6 minutes. Luke 10. Now Scotty read this the other night. In verse 1, now notice this. After this is talking about Jesus. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70. So you got the 12, right, that he appointed. Right here, he's appointing 70 more. So you can't say it's just them special little 12. So that makes how many? 70 and 12 is 82. Jesus himself is 83, right? He told them to go into all the world and do what? Make disciples. Why? Because I'm going to give them the same power and the authority that I have given you. And then the devil's had a bad day. Why? There's little Christ running all over the earth, wreaking havoc on his kingdom. But he says here, and he appointed other 70 also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. And then he starts saying, pray to the Lord of the harvest, which we know is the Father, that he'll send you more laborers, more disciples. Right? So it's nothing special about these. It is for all that will become his disciples. Amen? Now you go on down until you get to, let's see here. I don't want to take the time. I've got that whole thing wrote down, but I don't want to read all that. 17. It says, and the 70 returned again with joy. Now, he sent them out by two. It says, with what? How'd they return? Joy. Are you kidding me? They've been dealing with the devil all this time. Shouldn't they be sad? Shouldn't they be afraid? Ooh, the devil, you know. Y'all watch too much Hollywood. Who do you think helps make them movies? When you got big 10-foot-tall demons with horns and forked tongues, you know, and I mean, their heads are twisting around and throwing up green stuff. Who do you think helped them make them movies? The devil! When the Bible talks about one day we're going to say, are you the one? Are you serious? Are you the one that deceived the nations? You? Because he's been stripped. The devil ain't what he used to be, but he ain't going to tell you that, Samantha. Listen, the way you can know whether you know truth or not about the devil and demons, how does it make you feel? What does it make you think? When you hear the devil, demons, demon-possessed people, do you run at them or do you run from them? See, the seven sons of Sceva, they runned away naked. But the Apostle Paul, when he spoke to that spirit of divination in that girl after 3 days, he didn't argue with him, Johnny. He just went, boom. The Bible says Jesus cast out devils or demons by the finger of God. You know what that means? Jesus said, come out. And the Holy Ghost went, finger of God. Finger. Do you get that? But the devil would like to make you believe, oh gosh, him and God and you and Jesus and the Holy Ghost. It takes all four of y'all just to wrestle day and night with him. He's a liar. When you tell him and you're submitted to God, he's got to go. Gosh, I got just a couple minutes here. But anyway, they got joy. Because they've been telling the devil to go, and he went. It says, saying, Lord, even the devils or demons are subject to us in your name. And he tells them, he says, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Notice what he says. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. What's that mean? Means you tell the devil to come out, and I don't care what he says or does, he's got to go, and he's going to go. Ain't that right? Why? Because you have been authorized and deputized to do so. Therefore, he must go. But we can't be yielding to him. We must be resisting him. Now, I've got one little thing right here, and then I've got to stop because we only got like 2 minutes. Mark 16, please. Now we're going to get over here. We have been duped down, a lot of the church have been duped down and lied to and made to believe that the great commission of the church is to feed the poor. Y'all come on. To feed the poor, clothe the naked, visit those in prison, and we are to do that. But that is not what Jesus commissioned them to do. Look here in Mark 16 what he commissioned them to do. Verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That is our number one go as a church. As the body of Christ is to preach the gospel. Right? Y'all should have said amen on that. And it ain't just for preachers behind the pulpit. He's talking to his disciples. He says, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You'll be born again. But he that believeth not, you shall be damned. And these signs shall follow us that believe, right? First thing you're going to do, in my name, what's that mean? In all the power, in all the authority you believe in, I gave it to you, I've authorized you and deputized you, you cast out the devil, because I'm not going to do it. I'm going to the Father, and I'm going to be interceding for you. Now, I've give you the power and the authority, and you go do it. He goes on and he says, and these signs shall follow them but believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, in my power and authority. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. Serpents is any vehicle being used by the devil. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Didn't he tell us a while ago, by nothing shall any means anything hurt us? They shall lay hands on the sick, and what? Well, they're going to stay sick. I guess it wasn't God's will. And they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and he ain't moved since. And they went forth and preached everywhere, what? The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. He always does. But how many knows, if we pray for somebody and they don't get healed, somebody's not operating in faith. And that's the first place we need to be looking, because there's nothing wrong with God. There's nothing wrong with His power. There's nothing wrong with His word. What He told us has not changed, and His will hasn't changed. So we need to go do some praying and fasting. Oh boy, that went over really good. Well, I don't feel led. He didn't say be led. He said, when you do. Come on, is that what it said? We're reading the Bible, right? He didn't say if you feel led. He said when the bridegroom goes, which is talking about himself, he said the disciples will pray and they will fast. Why? Because you got to get out all the unbelief. Don't change what he said and start praying, God, if it's your will, because nothing happened. It's start praying and fasting and you getting full of the word of God until you believe it, and then you come back and he's had a bad day. I got to stop because I'm actually a little bit over time. Does anybody have anything they would like to share or comments or anything before we close? Go ahead, Richard.